Willow Valley Communities recognizes the need for a national conversation about the Vietnam War and is proud to support the efforts to preserve the memories of those who lived through it. More information is available at willowvalleycommunities.org. The law firm of Saul Ewing, Arnstein and Lehr, who are proud to partner with WITF in preserving our history to enable future generations to explore the past, understand the present, and create the future. Saul Ewing is online at saul.com.
Welcome back to Willow Valley Communities in Willow Street, Lancaster County. It is a Smart Talk road trip. Today's Smart Talk road trip live remote broadcast is supported by Roof Advisory and Willow Valley Communities. We're talking about Vietnam, the Vietnam War, Ken Burns documentary coming up September 17th. There is a sneak preview this weekend, Sunday night at 9:30 on WITF TV, so we encourage you to tune in then. Mike Perry and Jeff Hawks are from the U.S. Army Heritage Education Center, Heritage and Education Center in Carlisle. Just last weekend had Army Heritage Days, and they've been kind enough to join us today, talk about oral histories, a little bit more about Vietnam. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much.
How did Army Heritage Days go, by the way?
It was the best day we've ever had.
Really?
Because of the support that we received from you, announcing it to your visitors, and then also we used Facebook and everything. We probably had over 10,000 over the weekend, and it was a great event. We focused on armor vehicles, so we actually had them going through an obstacle course. So it was a good day for the center, and just one. We're with the foundation. We're their friends group, and we're the guys trying to promote the advancement of the facility and to continue it, to expand it.
You know, we often on Smart Talk, you have been gracious enough to provide us with the many guests over the years, because we know that history is one of the topics that our audience is most interested in. But talk a little bit about what AHAC does, and then I'm going to turn it over to Vietnam and oral histories.
The Heritage Center started off as an archives to focus on the individual soldier. We brought in letters, diaries, personal experience, monographs, photos, in order to balance the official record. Because we all know what's held at the National Archives, which tells the official version of government, and what the general experienced and what the soldier experienced at the private and captain level, say the company level, completely different. And we wanted to provide that balance. So they started this facility back in the 60s. And then by the mid-90s, it was the largest archives. In fact, Ken Burns used the collection for his Civil War documentary. About 85% of his photos came out of our collection.
Really? I didn't know that high a percentage.
Yes, it was significant. Matter of fact, the staff worked for months for him.
Oh, okay.
But in around 2001, the Army made a decision to expand the campus to build a museum in conjunction with the archives. And that's what we've been doing really since 2003.
All right, so let's move ahead to Vietnam, Jeff. I mentioned earlier that WITF is collecting a number of stories from veterans and people who lived during the era, during the Vietnam War. You were part of that, collecting some of the stories as well. Why is this so important that we have these stories?
It's important on a number of different levels. For one thing, it's part of the historical record. This is where history comes from. It's not somebody writing down the events as they happen. It's people recollecting the events afterwards. So if we don't collect these stories, an important piece of the history is going to go missing. And so that's one of the reasons why we feel it's critical to record as many oral histories, to interview as many veterans as possible. On a personal level and a community level, it's a significant event for the veterans. They get to tell their story and to feel that their contributions are valued, that their contributions are preserved. For many of the veterans, it's the first time they've ever told these stories. We often hear from the family members, oh, we've never heard these stories before. And a lot of veterans find it easier to talk to an interested stranger than to a family member and tell these stories.
And Vietnam is different. I mentioned to you that, and Mike, we had worked together on this too, that I had the privilege of interviewing about 30 World War II veterans for Ken Burns' The War series about World War II. And I heard many of the same things from their family members. Oh, that's the first time we've heard these stories. But Vietnam is different. isn't it?
It is. I'm happy to report that of the veterans I interviewed, I think every single one of them said that they didn't face any social pressure here in central Pennsylvania. They said this is a pretty patriotic area. They supported the soldiers well. But there was a national sense of not supporting the veterans. They didn't get the welcome home that that they really deserved. And so a lot of them are still struggling with that, struggling with the lack of a welcome home, a lack of acknowledgement. And so our efforts are part of the effort to change that, to make sure they understand that their efforts were appreciated.
There's another aspect, is that if you look at the World War II generation that you focused on, when they came home as a unit. They quite often fought and deployed as a unit. So they had a cohesiveness that continued. And right after the war, talked to one divisional association, Third Armored Division Association. They decided to go up and have their first reunion 3 years after the war in Chicago, and there were over 30,000 of them. And many of the World War II era units held reunions beginning fairly after the war, and there's still some of them, they'll get the last four or five today. Because of the nature of the Vietnam manpower system, where we did individual replacements and soldiers did not have, in a sense, a cohesive unit that they belonged to that carried them there and then back, many of the soldiers had no connection. They didn't have these reunions until just recently. So they really, the World War II generation, when they got together, they talked to each other. The Vietnam generation didn't necessarily have that in the same powerful way, and that's why it's important now to start doing this and to let them talk about their experiences.
Many of them essentially came home alone. And it was also a very different experience in the World War II generation, where you withdrew from Europe to England, you embarked upon a ship, you had a long sea voyage home. These guys are getting on a plane in Saigon, and 24 hours later, they're home, they're alone, they're not in the military anymore, their buddies aren't around, and it was difficult for them.
You know, and I also think about how Vietnam veterans have been portrayed over the years in the media, for example, that, you know, we heard actually for the first time about post-traumatic stress syndrome in relationship to the Vietnam veteran, and that very often that's how the media would portray, you know, Vietnam vets in movies and things like that. I have to think that that made them feel even more alone.
Many of the veterans I talked to struggled with that, and part of it is the issues of PTSD, but part of it is also not belonging to a community where other people are experiencing the same thing and really understand the experience. That's another reason why the oral histories are important. It's an opportunity for veterans to say, hey, this is what I did. This is what I saw. This is what I know.
We have a question here from the audience. Sir, what is your question?
My name is Jeff Butch. I served in Mike 37 in Vietnam, 69 to 71.
Thank you for your service.
And
welcome
thank you.
Home.
In reference to your question about, you know, World War II versus Vietnam, when I came home from Vietnam and I came into San Francisco, flew into San Francisco, we weren't treated very well, and that was a big problem for me, and it even still is today. It hurt me to think that the American public treated me as if I was a nobody or didn't deserve some kind of respect since I served in Vietnam. I did what my country asked me to do, and I felt it was really hurt me to know that the people thought that about us veterans. And then when I came back to, I flew back to Harrisburg. I'm from Lebanon, Pennsylvania originally. When I flew back to Harrisburg, the only one at the airport was my mom. My mom was there in a car waiting for me, and I got off the plane, got my stuff, and got in the car, and that was it. There was nobody else there, and no bands, and no people or crowds or the media. And for us as Vietnam veterans, and for me especially, that really hurt us as a serviceman and as a citizen of the country. And I told a couple of Vietnam veterans on this fact, when the protesters protested in Vietnam, my unit would get hit. We'd get hit sometimes by the NVA and VC. So every time they protested, which they had a right to do, we got hit, and somebody got killed, somebody got wounded, somebody got maimed. And it was sad that had to happen. Wow. And we fought for ourselves as a unit when we fought. And we came home, we fought for ourselves because we realized that our goal was to get back to our family and get home.
Again, thank you very much for your service, and I reiterate what Absolutely. Unfortunately, there are too many stories like that.
Yeah, and actually quite a few of the veterans mentioned San Francisco as a place where the welcome was not what they had hoped it would be. Mm.
I should mention, we only have about 90 seconds left, that we, WYTF, will be doing a lot. There will be other programs like this talking about Vietnam between now and the Ken Burns documentary starting on September 19th. What about AHAC? What do you have in mind as far as Vietnam? I mean, you've been working.
Well,
this isn't new for you.
No, the center's been created an exhibit 2 years ago that focused on Vietnam. It'll continue for the period of at least another year and a half. Because the center is, you're involved in the 50th commemoration of the Vietnam War. We're involved in the 100th commemoration of World War I. And the center tries to bring that all out in order to make sure that the story of the soldiers and the, I would say, service members, don't want to forget the other services, but the contributions of our service members are not forgotten. And that's really what the center is designed to do.
You know, in our last 30 seconds, one thing that I do want to mention is that something you said, Jeff, that is very true. We often think, we hear this often, that we are losing about a thousand, I don't even know what the figure is nowadays, but 1,000 World War II vets dying every day, and that we're losing those stories forever. It has been 50 years since Vietnam. We're going to lose those stories too. So Jeff Hawks, Mike Perry, thank you very much for being with us today.
Okay.
Our next Smart Talk road trip is June 21st. We will be in Lititz in Lancaster County at the General Sutter Inn, talking about a little history at that point as well. Coming up on tomorrow's program, WITF's Real Life, Real Issues Juvenile Justice Series continues. We hear from a prosecutor and a judge. So long from Willow Valley Communities.
Smart Talk is produced by WITF as part of our mission to deliver relevant, high-quality programming. Support for this program comes from Capital Blue Cross, which shares WITF's commitment to being a valuable and trusted resource for the communities we serve. Capital Blue Cross, live fearless. Smart Talk is also supported by Pinnacle Health Spine Institute, offering a complete range of services to diagnose and treat your spine condition. More information is available at pinnaclehealth.org/spine.
Willow Valley Communities recognizes the need for a national conversation about the Vietnam War and is proud to support the efforts to preserve the memories of those who lived through it. More information is available at willowvalleycommunities.org. The law firm of Saul Ewing, Arnstein, and Lehr, who are proud to partner with WITF in preserving our history to enable future generations to explore the past, understand the present, and create the future. Saul Ewing is online at saul.com.